JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Entertaining every morning.
Play the best
music
to wake you up.
Kix 96.9 in the morning.
Hey, it's JP with your Friday podcast. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick coming up on today's show. If you missed it, we've got it all for you, including out of context contests and fake news to win Kenny Chesney tickets. Chance to get raging about something that's bugging you and get it off your chest. A redneck movie review from Cooter Bocephus, Husker Nick's cousin. Jungle John's in with his alligator and some other crazy, ridiculous stuff because Coryell's in studio with us as Lauren's on vacay. So let's get to it.
On with the show. This is it.
On with the show.
Let's get on with the clown show.
On with the show.
Let us get on with the show and enjoy our family-style adventure.
And the show will go on.
No one can stop us from enjoying this, so enjoy it.
Greatest show on earth.
It's about time.
On with the show. This is it.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Friday, which is weird to say after we had a middle-of-the-week day off. But it is Friday, and we've got two more days off, which is a good thing. Good morning.
Are you going to make it?
What do you mean?
You look...
I need coffee, man.
You look like you're about to fall out of your chair.
I know. I don't even know. I thought
your eyes are half open
last night. I know, right?
We're going to have a fun Friday, man. It's going to be really good. Coryell's going to be in here when she decides to show up.
Yeah, she
That'll
always
sets
us up, and I always feel bad. Now, I've got an internal struggle for me.
What's that?
She's coming in. She just asked us if we wanted anything from the convenience store.
Which she has to do if she's late.
Okay.
You don't feel bad.
Okay.
She's late. That means Coryell picks
stuff. Give her some cash for picking up a
monster. Oh, well, yeah, you do.
Okay, good.
Of course you do, but she's late, though, so now she might as well.
Technically, she is late.
Pick us stuff up. Yeah, so but Coryell's going to be in because Lauren's out. She's traveling somewhere, so that's
going
to be fun.
Do you know where she's going?
Don't know.
She's going to Chicago with Barb.
Yeah.
Her best friend.
Nice.
To go see a show.
Oh, well, good for them. That'll
be fun. They're
having
a girls... I think, actually, right now, they are currently at the airport waiting for their...
That'll be good.
Flight, or on their way to the airport waiting for their flight.
That'll be good. Whenever Lauren takes a day off, her husband works here, so he then has to take a day off as well.
Yeah,
because they do
meeting.
The kiddos all stay home with Lauren, so when she leaves, Paul then gets off work, so his days off on that instance are always work days still.
Exactly, right? Yeah. I mean, it's like that's not really a day off.
Hey, it is dad life, man. That's what it is.
It's a fun
part
about it.
That's dad life. So, how you doing today?
Good. I just a little bit of coffee, and I should be able to get through the show okay. You look a little tired, too, though.
No, like, I'm good.
Still on your high from championship softball?
Oh, it's probably the cigars I smoked last night. But, yeah, it was good night. We went out and played. All the leagues are wrapping up in town. So all the softball leagues are wrapping up.
Which is weird. Okay, so is there another league that starts then?
Yeah, there's a fall league.
Okay.
But then in the state, there's tournaments after this.
Yeah.
It's like we're playing every weekend for the rest of the month through August 5th that weekend. Which is in Hastings. We have tournaments, like different qualifiers, different things like that. So it's fun, but we got to play some guys, and I know I got to shout him out because the dude, earlier in the game, this dude was talking about date him or dump him yesterday while he was batting. And then
while he's batting.
Yeah. And then at the end of the game, we're winning, and we're about to win the game. We're going to run rule him. And I tried to hit one over the fence. It's 300 down at Holmes Lake South. And, you know, the little softball coming in nice and soft, so you got to really get a hold of him.
Right.
And I hit it. I was trotting like it was gone. There was a wind blowing in. He jumped up and grabbed it before it went over the fence. So shout out to that guy because it was a great catch.
No kidding.
I was like, dang it, that'd have been a great way to end the season. But
cap off your season. That's
got robbed. But yeah, no, it was good. I also found out that now that I'll be 37 here in a couple weeks, and now that we're getting older, it's not when you win these things, you don't celebrate maybe like you used to. You used to go out to the bars and all that afterwards on a Thursday. Now we just sat around the truck while the kids played at Holmes Lake in the lake, and then we left after a little while. It was pretty low-key.
It's true dad life because you get one photo with just your team.
Yeah.
And then the next photo is with like
all
the kiddos.
All the kids won it, which that one's the best one.
At least
one.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's
that, so that makes all the, them... All the kiddos, except for I look like I have a random extra kid because my buddy's kid wanted to sit by me.
Oh, okay.
So I was like,
well,
great.
You're Husker Nick.
No.
The kids flock to you.
No. But it was fun, though. It was a good night, and shout out to all the teams on Thursday night that played on Holmes Lake South. It was fun, and some of the Holmes Lake North teams came over for our tournament, so it was fun all those teams, and I look forward to Cornhusker State games coming up.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. I'm sure you guys will hear plenty about that. Because that thing's always great. Sounds like you're playing in it.
Yeah, apparently we might be playing. Is it basketball we're playing?
Three on three, buddy.
Okay, yeah.
Get out there.
I wasn't sure which.
I retired from basketball.
Playing,
I'll sub if you guys need like a couple minutes here, but it's half court, 3-on-3.
Yeah,
it's tailor-made for you.
Yeah, I can just kind of
just be the big dude in the middle and knock people around.
Am I the big dude, though? Because Van Beek's a big guy, too.
You're taller than him,
and
aren't
Simba's, you? Well, maybe I am. I don't know. I'll have to...
And those guys shoot threes.
Okay, yeah, not a 3-point shooter.
No, they don't keep track of fouls.
I'm the round mound of rebound.
You're gonna be able to just hurt people because they don't keep track of fouls.
They don't. No. Okay, good. So
yeah, you can't foul
my
out.
My experience of the fastest Creed High basketball foul out history is
you might get in a fist fight really quick.
That's gonna be bad.
Someone might swing at you after you foul them a bunch.
I can't get into fist.
That
fights.
Would be fun. Right. I'm excited tonight. Brew at the zoo.
Yeah, you'll be able to go to that tonight.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It depends. It depends on what. I got a lot going on. I'd like to go.
Right.
So we'll see what's up.
It'll be a good time. We'll talk with Jungle John later on today little bit about that. I believe it might be sold out this time, but the August session is still open.
Then our winners for the Husker Day at the K tomorrow.
Yeah. Road down to the Royals Red Sox game.
Party bus.
We'll be having fun with that. And then we've got a free fun Friday. So we've got out of context contest, fake news, Red Egg movie review, Jungle John, and Corey L coming up next.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
This is where we celebrate people doing good things. And Corey L did a good thing by bringing us in some energy drinks. Thank you
all owe me a beer at the next show.
That's easy. Wait. To like $2, so that maybe cheap.
Yeah, we're getting ripped off. You, also were late.
Stop. I told you to do your bidding.
What do you mean?
I asked you if you wanted, I was like, yes. Be there in 20. What do you guys want? And you had no problem. And I was like, oh, awesome. Roger that.
Yeah, if you'd have been on time, this.
I was here right at 6.
I know. Right the show six. Starts at 5:50.
Well, the show starts for me at 6. Didn't you hear?
Victoria, what's your good thing? You got a good thing for
my
us?
My good thing is not this Saturday, but next Saturday, yeah. German Fest in my neck of the woods, Syracuse, Nebraska. Aaron Watson's playing,
which is going to be huge.
It's awesome. During the day, too, there's stuff for like the entire family. There's a parade, wiener dog races.
Are you competing in the wiener dog race?
I am a wiener dog, so okay,
I was hoping. It's the 10th annual. I mean,
yeah.
It's a big deal this year.
It's a big celebration. But yes, and then a beer garden.
Which is never a bad idea. They've got a tapping of the Fest keg as well, which is going to be a part of it. And for some reason, Rib Fest. I mean, I've never quite understood, like Germans, I guess. I mean, I would think brats and...
They have pig. That's, yeah. I mean, brats are made of pig.
Oh, that's true.
You can get tickets and meet and greets at KZKX.com. And I think last time Aaron Watson was in town when we had him at the Bourbon.
Yeah.
He was talking on stage about how he kind of like cheats and helps his daughter collect box tops, like on the cereal boxes or whatever, and brings them to school. So if you're listening and you're going to be at the show, like you don't have to bring them, but that would be kind of cool.
I've got a crap ton back at the house.
I think it'd be super cool if we, we all join in this together and we just surprise Aaron Watson with a bag of box tops.
A baggie of box tops. Here you go, Aaron. Welcome to Nebraska.
We'll meet him in the back alley to do it too. Here.
A back alley deal with box tubs. Yeah. That sounds like
and Aaron
perfect
Watson.
Night. And Aaron Watson, that's next Saturday.
Yeah.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing, super simple. I love it when Corey L subs on the show, so I'm pumped for today.
Oh my gosh.
That's my good thing.
He's just buttering me up for the
not true. I like
chaos
it when you're,
later.
I love it when you sub on the show. It's fun. We have a lot of fun. Corey L's my homegirl.
My good thing is a guy named Leonard Fournette. You might have heard of him. He plays running back for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He is helping a fellow student. Actually, it was one of his trainers back when he was at LSU. She is actually put up a GoFundMe page because she's going to be a fifth-year senior and doesn't have the money to be able to really be a fifth-year senior. So she put up a GoFundMe page and is asking for $5,000 to help cover the rest of her tuition and everything at LSU. And so she was offered by Leonard Fournette. And he's like, you know what? You're amazing. You were awesome. You kept me in shape throughout the entire time. You kept me and my injuries at bay. I want to help you. So he's just going to help her pay for her tuition, which is kind of a cool thing.
Oh my gosh. Why didn't I think of that?
Help wrap up her senior year, or fifth year, senior year. So
that's lucky.
And somebody helped.
That's just not my luck.
GoFundMe pages would have been great back when we were in college.
Yeah, but I would abuse it. Like, I need a drink tonight. Anybody want to throw me a few bucks?
That's what we're doing.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix 96.9 Morning Show. Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
So my future husband, Brett Eldridge, loves to travel, and he's always talking about where he's been. He even did an Instagram story for Travel and Leisure. They asked him, name the one thing he always packs for any trip, and that thing is his journal. He said he literally freaks out if he forgets to pack it. He just feels like he needs it. He's going to miss out on telling himself a story. It's a specific kind of journal, though. It's called a gratitude journal. So you start the day by answering a question like, what would you, what would make the day great, basically?
Okay.
In Brett's words, that would be something like go on a hike, try to find a new view he's never seen. Then end at the end of the day, it asks you what made the day great. It might not be what you set out to do, but you answer anyway, and it helps keep you very grateful for the things that happen in your life. He says he does it every morning and night. It shows him how to be thankful, starts the day on a positive note, and makes him appreciate the little things.
Now, does that ingrain you even more to just wanting to be with him?
I
want to
say that I think that was just a cover to say the gratitude journal. I think it's just called the Corey L journal, and it's about all the things he loves about me. If you love Miranda Lambert and Little Big Town as much as Brett Eldridge loves me, good news, if you see them on the Bandwagon Tour this summer, the band and Miranda may actually trade off covers of each other's songs.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, the tour is structured. Little Big Town will play a set. Miranda will play a set. They're individual sets, basically. And then they'll join up at the end as a collaborative effort.
Well, that's fun.
And we've got new music
from
Florida Georgia Line. It's called Talk You Out of It, and it's the third song released from FGL's forthcoming follow-up to Dig Your Roots after their hit song Simple and another song Colorado. So we'll check out Talk You Out of It in just a minute, right?
Okay, yeah.
You got that?
That's right.
Awesome. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey O with Kix 96.9.
We've actually gone an entire week without Florida doing something stupid, or at least making national news. This time around, Stupid as a Stupid Does, right here from Nebraska.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid as a Stupid Does, sir.
I'm sure Florida's done something to get themselves in the Stupid as a Stupid Does realm, but it just didn't make national news this week.
It's because it happens so often.
We haven't talked about Florida once this week.
That's odd.
And doing something stupid.
Something's wrong.
This happened right here in our own backyard.
Uh-oh.
There was a man arrested after a bizarre scene unfolded Thursday of last week. When officers were called to an armed disturbance in Douglas County.
Okay.
911 caller said they witnessed an adult male wearing khaki shorts armed with a bow and arrow.
Ooh.
Chasing around another adult male on a riding lawnmower while shouting profanities at the man he was chasing.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that sounds like a fun night.
I thought you were going to say something about squirrels. The squirrel hunter.
Yeah.
Upon arrival, deputies met with the two victims who had called. They'd been doing contracted yard work in the area, and the man with the bow and arrow began complaining about the noise of the work.
Oh.
That's when the man began chasing one of the workers while the other
get
one
off
called
my
the
lawn!
Cops.
Man, he literally was yelling, get off my
going
lawn.
Going plenty of sweat on them.
He had a compound hunting bow in his garage.
Oh, my.
Went and grabbed it and then went after the guys who were doing the work.
Listen, that's not
a
like...
A compound hunting
bow? Yeah, this isn't like this dude just running around with like a little stick and some string.
This guy's got some...
Like, that's a real hunting bow. That's a... I mean, like you have to be a man to really pull those things back, too. Like, they're not easy to draw.
Or a woman.
Well, it depends on how it's set. And the poundage...
So David Jefferson was the guy. He admitted he was trying to intimidate the workers with his bow and arrow to stop the noise and defend his property, is what it says in the
story. Now I'm looking at pictures of compound hunting bows.
No, they're legit. depending on what they're set at.
Honestly, I'd be terrified if that was behind me on a riding lawnmower. You're not going anywhere that fast.
Yeah, how are you?
So, even if you're trying to zigzag and like reduce your chances, you're just not.
Set it out of the low setting. I don't know how to. Move up the speed. I don't know how to. You never showed me that. You're just going around.
So poor David Jefferson. He got himself in a bit of heap of trouble. I wonder if he was thinking maybe he's like. Riding like a horse bareback and like pulling the arrows out of his queue and shooting people with it.
If he was on a horse and the other guy's on a riding lawnmower, this would have been done real quick.
Yeah, that's true. He would have caught up to him pretty quick. So
absolutely.
Once again, Florida manages to get away from us in any trouble that they caused.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
A summer blockbuster or a flop? Husker Nick's cousin has all the details on the next big Marvel movie in today's Redneck Movie Review. Helping you figure out whether or not to go see a movie, we have gotten Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bocephus, to step in.
What a nice guy. Works for free, that guy.
He does.
He just goes to movies, loves them.
We've offered. I mean, like movie passes and stuff, but he's like, no, I'm good.
He's always just going to the movies, checking them out, reviewing them for us, telling if they're any good or not.
When he goes to the movies, does he get like celeb status? Does he get like plus ones?
I think so. I think he has a tag. It's a Kix tag.
Does he like need a plus one?
Cooter Bo Cephas.
Are you looking for a date?
I know. I'm just. No,
you can
stop.
Date my cousin.
Stop, you guys. Okay. Well,
like, yeah.
Is he interested?
Yeah. Yeah. He'd be in. I tell him all the time how awesome you are.
Oh, man.
Can
can't wait to meet him.
Cooter Bo Cephas and Corey Ugg get to hang out for a day.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm saying.
You could potentially one day.
Ruin his life.
Be Coryell Bo Cephas.
Coryell Bo Cephas.
Coryell and Cooter Bo Cephas.
Oh my God, Coryell Bo Cephas.
All right, what was the movie?
It's Ant-Man and the Wasp. We get
to
it. Have Cooter do his review.
We'll give him a shot.
All right.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Now listen up. Got a big movie this week. We all went and saw Avengers, Infinity, whatever, Wars. It was good. This one takes place just before it, and rumor has it, not spoiling anything now, but there's some stuff in this movie that has something to do with that Avengers movie.
Oh.
Super important. Importante. Gotta go see this movie.
Okay.
It's a good one.
All right.
It's Ant-Man and the Wasp. Good movie. Here's some sound from it.
We unleashed something powerful.
The only chance we've got this together.
There is another person I can think of.
What's up?
Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
What's up? What's up?
You have no idea what I'm capable of.
She just wanted to give me a hug. Wish me luck.
Really?
Yeah.
Watch this.
Sorry, I'm messing around.
All right, y'all. Now, this movie's funny, all right? It's not like a typical superhero movie that's got serious tones to it. Again, if you saw Avengers, that was a serious movie. Ant-Man and Wasp, it's funny. We're seeing, and it's got that lady from the show Lost that was on TV.
Evangeline Lilly, yeah.
Oh, my Lord, she's so purdy. She is purdy. Not as purdy as that Coryell over there, though. Tell you what.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Dang, girl's gorgeous. All right, now, maybe she'd be my date to go
not
see
prepared.
The next week's movie.
You guys can
but,
movie.
Yeah, Ant-Man and Wasp, I'll give that baby 4 bags of pork grinds.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Right, 4 bags of pork grinds. Real good movie. Getting like a 90%, 9 out of 10 people saying it's a good movie when they go and see it, so it's doing pretty good. So go out and see Ant-Man and the Wasp. Came out this week. Probably have a chance to get you some movie tickets later on the show.
Definitely.
So till then, this is Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas. And hey, may not be able to read the credits at the end of the movie, but I know what a good movie is, right?
The Kix 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Can't we just leave the naked hermit alone? Husker Nick has all the info. If you're at the Omaha airport, you might see Lauren. She's probably waiting in line to get on her plane to go to Chicago.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that's where she's
causing
going.
A ruckus,
her and her best friend Barb are going to go to... Barb and Paul surprised her with a trip to Chicago to see a show up there.
So, that'd be awesome.
Neat.
Kind of a fun thing.
Good for them.
But holding it down is Coryell with us and Husker Nick as well.
Holding it down.
Coryell, I came across this story, and it made me think of you and Liz, who comes on after us, you know, on the show and on Kix. And I thought of you guys. I'm going to tell you the story of Masafumi Nagasaki. He's an 82-year-old man.
He sounds fun.
Listen, wait till you hear what he did.
Cannot wait to hear.
Because this is honestly, like, I've seen you a few times, borderline ready to do what this man did.
Okay.
All right. So about 30 years ago, he was in his 50s.
It's that.
And he got really tired. He had a wife and 2 kids. Now he's in his 50s, so his kids are grown up. They were in their 30s at the time.
Right.
You know, and he said, he goes, I got sick and tired of being told what to do all the time. I got sick and tired of having to work every day.
Yeah, amen.
He gets sick and tired of everything. So what he did is he hopped on a little boat. And he found himself a tiny island, and for 30 years, he lived stark-ass naked on this island. And he just lived on this island. He was so happy.
He didn't give any hex.
No, he did everything he wanted to. And then listen to the travesty that this is. apparently someone turned him in for living on this island that no one else occupies.
Are you kidding me? Stitches get snitches because you
know. I think it's the other way around.
Stitches get snitches. My brain is rewired. Oh, I'm so upset about this.
What if stitches get snitches.
Yeah. Haven't you heard?
What if that happens? So they turned him in and the authorities came and took him off the island. They're not allowing him to go back.
I'm putting a hit on almost, dude.
And then he had to go back. And you can you imagine the honey-do list his wife had waiting for him when he got home after 30 years of being naked on an island?
Yeah, right. He gets home and wife's off doing the same thing.
She's off doing her deal.
Yeah.
She, I could totally see you rocking this.
She did it the same way, but did it better. She just was like more incognito and she's never been turned in.
Yeah. He said, quote, I really miss it. I had no one to answer to. And it was just me and God.
What was he doing wrong?
They just came and got him. He was naked, little 82-year-old guy.
So was
Mr. Miyagi's out there.
Like what? Yeah. Like Masafumi living Nagasaki. Off the land?
Yeah. Just living off the land by himself, loving life for 30 years.
I would need to be airlifted pallets of Busch Light.
That's true. You'd have
to be sponsored by Busch Light and have them.
Yeah, I would secure a nice sponsorship before I went.
He was known by all the locals as the Naked Hermit. Like people
the
knew
naked
the
hermit.
Naked, tiny little naked hermit out there on the island. He said, no one told me what to do. I just followed nature's rules.
God, if he's doing nothing wrong, then just leave him alone.
And then he got home. His kids probably want Christmas presents now. They're asking dad to, watch after the grandkids. Wife's got all sorts of honey-do lists for him.
I can just see him sitting in a chair wearing clothes, and he's got grandkids sitting on his lap. He's just like, oh.
He said, on the island, walking around naked, it just felt right. It's like a uniform. You know, you put on clothes, you'd feel out of place.
Oh my gosh, ask me what I'm doing right now.
What are you doing right now? You're Googling.
Searching for islands.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
One of the biggest prizes in the history of the game, playing for Kenny Chesney tickets, it's Out of Context Contest.
What the heck were you thinking?
Out in front of the weatherman's big black...
What?
What in the world were you thinking?
Blow it up and make it go away on
what?
Cue.
What were you thinking?
I think the dish just sets out in there, ding, ding, let you know when you're near the shallow water, right?
I don't think it means what you think it means.
It is everybody's favorite game. It is Out of Context Contest.
My favorite part about you, JP, on this show is that when you start trying to think hard, you just say things. And it's awesome. And it makes for great audio.
I don't like silence, and so I'm trying to fill.
You're
the
just
silence
like, and then I think that. Oh my god! And then red.
And then it's just all out of context contest material.
Well, we're playing for big, big prizes today because Kenny Chesney is in concert next Saturday at Arrowhead Stadium.
Place is so good for tailgating too.
I'm so sad I've never been.
You've never been to a Kenny Chesney
tailgate? Every single year something comes up. I'll be doing
at
Aaron
least you
Watson,
got invited.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I never just get invited. But I'm going to Aaron Watson with you, so it's going to be fun.
Hang right.
You're going to Aaron Watson?
Oh, heck yes.
Awesome.
Any excuse to get to Syracuse, Nebraska,
heck yeah.
I'm in on that. Syracuse.
We'll give away the Kenny tickets, and then they'll be our moles. They have to take.
Yeah.
Videos and pictures.
That's true. We have Danny and Carolyn waiting behind Amber. Amber gets to go first, and she's a little nervous. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Amber, I'm not making you nervous, am I? I have a lot of energy this morning. I'm all fired up. You can probably hear me off air just like making
He's
random noises.
He's all jacked up on Martin Day.
Yeah, on Monster Energy drinks. All right, so here's how the deal's going to go here, the game. I took some audio out of context from this week. We're going to play it. And then I'm going to give you an A, a B, and a C. Two of them are just flat-out lies. One of them is the truth. You just have to sleuth that bad boy and figure out which one's the truth, okay?
Okay.
All right. First one.
Here you go. Out of context.
I did have a good weekend. I'm so sore.
What?
Hello. Oh, man. Ooh. All right. So Lauren was sore because A, it was her and Paul's anniversary and they rented a cabin.
That laugh. Where did that laugh come from?
I don't know.
Okay.
I
was really sorry. B, Lauren spent the weekend building a swing set. Or C, Lauren ran a 5K for the first time in a year and it kicked her behind.
Oh, I know. I was listening during this time.
A, B, or C?
Let's go C.
It is not C. Stay on the line. Stay on the line.
It's okay.
Yeah,
might get another chance.
Don't hang
she
up.
She did not run a 5K.
We move to Carolyn. Carolyn, do you have...
Carolyn, Lauren was sore from the weekend. Was it because it was...
I'm not doing it again.
It was her anniversary with Paul and they rented a cabin. Because hiking, they were hiking, guys. Where are your heads at? B, Lauren spent the weekend building a swing set.
I'm going to go with B, as much as I want to say A, because that sounds fun.
That's B. You got it right.
We all wanted
She got
it
a
to
swing
a.
set for her kiddos, and she built that bad boy, and she was all sore and not feeling good because of it. All right, okay. So got one right, two to
Point
go.
To
Here is your second piece of audio. An out-of-context content.
This is, I mean, this is a big get for us.
What?
What was that sound? I'm
if
so
you
sorry.
Listen to the audio. I think Lauren farts while she's talking. Listen.
Here, hold on.
This is, I mean, this is a big get for us.
What?
No.
Is it either that or a duck?
Oh, it's a duck or a fart. Okay, A, Lauren was super fired up to talk to President Trump on the phone. B, Lauren was super fired up to talk to Hillary Clinton on the phone. Or C, Lauren was super fired up to talk to Governor Ricketts on the phone.
Oh.
Unless she I can't even understand guess. What she said because she was farting so loud.
A, B, or C?
A, B, or C?
I'm going to go with, well, I don't think you would talk to Donald Trump on the phone, but who would be excited? Okay, let's go with C.
It is not Governor Ricketts.
Oh, man.
Good try. Hold
Hang
on.
Stay on the line.
I made it hard this week.
We move on to well, you should because it's Kenny Chesney tickets. We move on to Danny. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
All right, Danny, listen past the toot that she has in the middle of this and tell me what. Here's play it one more time.
This is, I mean, this is a big get for us.
What?
This is a big get for us.
A, we were talking to, she was excited to talk to President Trump on the phone, or B, she was excited to talk to Hillary Clinton on the phone.
Oh, I'm taking a shot in the dark at B.
It is not
B.
It is not B.
Oh, man.
On the line. We go back around
Hold
to Amber.
We played this game. Segment
and
twice this week.
We go.
Amber, is it A?
God, we played this segment twice this week. This
it's
is not a good sign for us.
It's A.
It's A.
Ding, 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 ding.
The fart act. She knew what it was.
Yeah,
so
the fart act.
Was
she was on it.
The show.
Donald Trump had an act that he put out that the first letters of it spelled fart. So we passed the fart act.
Okay, there we go.
Which is awesome. And then we had our own, where we had our own Donald Trump come on. And he passed the butt act, the poop act, and the wieners act.
Yay!
They're pretty good. That was pretty good.
All right, wieners so we come all the way back around to Amber. This is it for all the marbles and Kenny Chesney tickets. In out of context contest. Here we go.
They went back and they checked the video.
Yeah.
And they were like, yes, two wieners at once. That's what he was
and
doing.
It was,
what?
Oh my gosh. This is great.
Hey, Husker Nick found some old college videos of Corey Ells and was talking about it on the show.
From grilling.
Mm-hmm. B, Husker Nick found some old college videos of JP's frat bro days. And
not
was talking
grilling.
About it on the show.
Hey.
C, Husker Nick was talking about the hot dog eating contest on July 4th.
I'm going to go with C.
It is.
And C.
You were tripping on B on that
Hold
video.
My breath on that one.
That was
oh
B.
Oh, my gosh.
You know you wanted to say B.
And congratulations, Amber. You're going to go see Kenny Chesney live.
Yay!
Thank you so much.
Down in Kansas City.
Just party.
Clear your calendar because you've got a busy day on Saturday down at Arrowhead.
Oh, my gosh. I've been trying since... Gosh,
ticket
turkey. So thank you.
Very
awesome.
Good.
Yay.
Awesome. Amber, thank you so much for listening and winning. And hang on the line. We'll get some more details from you, okay?
Okay.
And Carolyn and Danny will not be going away empty-handed. We'll give them some movie passes. And they can still try to win Kenny Chesney tickets as we'll have
That's
another
right.
yes.
opportunity coming up with Fake News Friday. That was a good one, Nick. I'm glad you did.
I'm telling you, though, that dude stuffing multiple wieners at once got to 74 wieners in 10 minutes.
That makes my stomach hurt. Ugh. That's too many.
Oh, God!
Husker Nick, the Kix 96.9 Morning Show.
If something's got you down, it pays to rant and rave with us. I really do believe that just getting it off your chest is the best medicine to help you feel better about things. You can do that every Friday with us at 7:40.
Enough is enough! I take a flamethrower to this place!
I don't know what we're yelling about!
About
you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Your chance to get it off your chest.
Yeah.
And go into the weekend feeling good. That's what we're doing for you.
The phone lights up immediately.
Right? There's some folks that just need to do some yelling.
Rid yourselves of the trivial demons.
Did Lauren get my text last week how I was still sleeping? I texted her during Get It Off Your Chest just to let you. I set an alarm just to text her to say, hey, I'm still sleeping. What are you guys doing?
Oh, my gosh. My thing is, like, the light switches.
Okay, yeah, Coriel's going to lead us off, but if you'd like to get it on Get It Off Your Chest, you can do it on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
It's like
if
super
you
need, hard to operate.
If I'm you need not to
stay
absolutely.
Anonymous, you can direct message us so you don't get in trouble.
Or stay we can change your voice or something.
That too, 466-9696. We'll get your calls coming up.
I'm not absolutely irate about this, but it's just, like, annoying to me. Okay,
what's going on?
So not even, like, in my own home, even, like, at night here when I go to leave and stuff like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If I just, like, pass by and there's a light on and you just know it's going to be, like, a vacant room for hours, you know? I'm just like, why don't you turn it off?
Oh, yeah.
It's not hard. Especially, like, if it's within reach or on your way. Like, if you're going to go down the hall and, like, and go get a glass of water or whatever. You flip on the light in the kitchen, you get a glass of water. On your way out, just flip it back off. Because you're going past it, and then now you're going to bed or you're going to, like, watch TV or you're going out the door or whatever.
Yeah, just hit the light switch.
Just hit the light switch. It takes 1 second. It's a light switch, not a boulder.
Are you sure you're not turning into your father?
I might be.
Because that's what dads do. They constantly go from room to room. I do that all the time.
Doing what?
Why is that light switch on?
It's literally that video on Facebook shared around that's got like 10 million hits. And it's just like some guy stomping down the hallway, just flipping off all these switches so aggressively. That's me.
So if you need to do some barking, some yelling, you can do that. 466-9696. If it's busy, you can also let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And we'll be more than willing to yell for you. Whatever might be ailing you, we've got you. 466-9696 to get on the phones, and we'll get to getting it off your chest. JP Lauren Huskernick with Coriel filling in for Lauren.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You just need to yell and vent and scream about something that happened at your place, and we're your conduit. We're going to help you out by yelling for you. So 466-9696. If it's busy, get on Facebook or Twitter. You can direct message us as well if you need to stay anonymous.
Yes, you can stay anonymous. And I just got one also. I will be the angry person for you. My get it off your chest. Shutting the kitchen cabinets. You open them. Just shut them. Not hard. I walk in my house and it looks like my place was robbed and no one took anything. And I relate to this, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I will bust her out on this. My roommate, Amanda. I'll come back and I'm like, Amanda, did you leave the cabinets open? What? She doesn't know she's doing it, and it's like, you know, it's just an open cabinet, but I totally...
It's kind of hard.
I totally relate to this, because it does. I walk in there, I'm like, it's either a poltergeist or someone...
My wife does this exact same thing. We have a lazy Susan, and she leaves it open all the time. Just drives
it's
me
just so,
insane. I'm like,
I don't know why.
What, were you born in a barn with lazy Susans that you left open? Come on.
So 466-9696 and yell about stuff and you'll feel better going into the weekend. Or you can direct message us on Facebook and Twitter and stay anonymous that way too.
Take a flamethrower to this place.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Let's go,
Alright!
We've all got places to go. We've all got places to go.
And everything about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin.
Your chance to get it off your chest as you start the weekend. Why go into the weekend all angry and frustrated?
Man!
And we have clarification because as soon as Husker Nick brought up the Lazy Susan...
Yeah, Jess is always leaving that thing open.
You got a text message right away, Coriel, didn't you?
Yeah. Lies!
I forgot that my wife has your number.
I love that she has my number.
And then she just texts, lies!
And it's
how I read it.
You apparently are the one who...
you know, hey, the devil's in the details on that one, guys.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's her. Probably my kid. I bet it's Carter.
Carter's setting the both of you up.
Carter probably.
He's too smart for you guys.
It's your opportunity to get it off your chest. You can do it on Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969. Did you have one over there, you said?
Yeah, I think this is pretty funny, actually, because I relate to this one also. Something that drives me absolutely crazy. When you run out of the toilet paper and they set a new toilet paper roll on top of the old one instead of changing it. Like, who does that? You take the effort to get a new toilet paper roll, but you can't replace the old one. 100%.
I have one.
Okay.
This is a frustration I have. So, like, I consider myself a great wingman. A great wingman.
Yeah.
And just so happens, my friends all know that are single, that Coryell works at the station. And I'm always trying to set Coryell up with my buddies. But I can never tell. Does she have a boyfriend? Does she not have a boyfriend? Is she dating somebody? Is she not dating somebody? I never know. And then I look like a jerk because I get their hopes all up. And now I got to go texting them. All right, I think maybe she has a boyfriend today.
Well, first of all, you have to always assume that I'm taken because I am, of course, dating Brett Eldridge. I'm always off the market.
All right, well, then I'll remember that.
Hi, Kix. Get it off your chest.
Okay, so I live at home with my parents and my brothers. I have two brothers, and I don't understand their logic at all whatsoever. But for some reason, you come home, and they literally just, like, whatever they're wearing, it'll be dirty. They just strip it off right in the living room.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right in the living room.
Where everybody's walking by, huh?
Yes. And I come home after work. I've been at work all day, and I come home, and there's literally dirty clothes everywhere. And so right when I take off their clothes, they're going right downstairs where their rooms are. And guess what's down there? Their laundry basket.
No.
In my freaking living room. That's the logic. And so I told them, like, hey, you know, you're going downstairs, you know, your room's down there where your other dirty clothes are. So I don't understand why you can't just take all your clothes off downstairs. And they're like, well, I just want to get it off now. So when I go downstairs, mm-hmm. I can just put on clean clothes.
She is fired up.
I don't understand people who don't understand the just how great it is to walk into a house and slowly just strip down off of whatever you're wearing.
No, see,
and
I
leave it wherever it is.
I can't handle that.
That is heaven. That's glorious.
We got an anonymous message on Twitter. One of my biggest pet peeves: if you go into a bathroom at someone's house and you go to dry your hands, their towel is set up and folded on that bar, very nice. Some people take that towel off, dry their hands, and then just toss back
it
into a ball and onto the rack and don't even attempt to make it pretty again like the people had it. Like, I feel like that's rude and obvious that the towel isn't going to dry very fast because it's all bunched up. I know I have weird pet peeves.
They're really fired up about that. There's a message on the Facebook page. My brother empties the tea pitcher and never makes more tea.
That's annoying.
That's rude.
Hi, Kix, get it off your chest.
What is so hard to understand that the turn lane is for people who are going to turn?
I know, right?
You would think.
Turn lane for turning,
and you can go both ways. You can turn left and you can turn right in the turn lane. What is so difficult to understand?
Yeah, that gets annoying.
Basic knowledge. When my kids ignore the one chore they're supposed to do each day during the week, then they get mad at me when I wake them up at 6:30 in the morning on a Friday to do all the things they didn't do during the week.
I got one coming in. Guys, I pay $58 to have internet that's supposed to be able to stream up to 4 different Netflix devices at the same time. I can't even stream one stinking device at one time.
Wow.
What is going on with my internet? Boy, tell me that's not relatable.
That's everybody. And then one more as we wrap up. You can still get it off your chest on Facebook and Twitter. JP, for your own sake, please stop saying old D. Just stop.
Yeah.
Hashtag get it off
your chest.
I can't
wait for you to meet those guys again and be like, hey, old D.
Been talking about you a lot lately.
Yeah.
That's what I sound like?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
Jungle John and Bruise at the Zoo. It's going to be a party like no other tonight. Jungle John broke out his big handsome lizard.
So are you going to touch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard. It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled. Skittles is drawing my hot body.
Everybody does. Everybody enjoys Jungle John's hot body.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
All animals do. And other folks do, too. And we get Jungle John every Friday. Good morning. How's it going?
It's awesome. Thank you.
From the Lincoln Children's Zoo. And he always brings in some amazing critters with us.
I want you to know, my little boy, now when I come to his school to pick him up, he likes to remind his friends that Daddy's Husker Nick, and he's friends with the guy that runs the zoo.
Oh.
That's his new addition.
That's a big deal. Notice with Husker Nick and just the guy. There's not Jungle John.
The guy who runs the zoo.
But that's good. Your son's really...
He's an important guy.
He's learning.
He's figuring it out.
He's figuring out the social structure in life.
That's right.
But tonight's a big night. It is. At the zoo.
Yay! Brews at the
Zach,
zoo.
We've got a beautiful evening coming up tonight at the zoo. It's perfect weather. Mm-hmm. Come to the zoo. We've got some great brews from 6 to 11 tonight. The Brad Rap Band is going to be there. So we're going to have live music and have great fresh food cooking. Brats on the grill. Burgers on the grill. Some really, really, really fancy good seasonings and things like that.
Nice. This
is, you know, you got the whole zoo. You can walk through the zoo arm in arm with your date. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And just sip a beer. But if you don't want a beer, we have wine. And if you don't drink at all, we got Soda Pop.
That's right. So. And animals.
And Steve.
And Steve. Exactly. And you were handling Steve.
He's so cool.
You know.
Actually, very literally.
You should tell people what Steve is instead of just saying Steve. It sounds strange over the air.
Yeah, okay.
Alligator. There you go.
Stevie. By the way, this is an animal.
Steve isn't. Steve will be on stage tonight too.
Nice. Is he performing? Is he gonna dance or something?
Dance,
just
monkey.
Wait and see.
Oh, okay. Does he wear like a little tiny top hat? That's what I pictured.
Really, be
hello, my baby.
Get him a
hello,
little outfit.
You would get him a little outfit, wouldn't you? That's the sound she made earlier when she was holding Steve the alligator.
But so he's gonna be on stage tonight. Okay. And like I said, I brought him in because we knew that, you know, Husker Nick usually.
Not a fan of snakes.
Right.
Is Steve okay?
Although this is a one-year anniversary of when I got a little ham sandwiched at the Brews at the Zoo, and I jumped on stage and held the snake.
That's right. That's you handled my big snake. I forgot how he handled my big snake last
year. He did handle my big snake.
To be honest, it caught me off guard. He just slapped it in my hand and then was like, hold this.
And you did so well. Right. You handled it very well.
He handled my snake perfectly last year.
Good. Yes. Good.
He's really good.
Husker Nick, the big snake.
It's kind of cold and slimy, I will say.
Kind of odd.
Snakes are
slimy. But it was big.
Very much so.
Yeah, thank you for reiterating.
I was literally just going to say that. Yeah, we need to reiterate how big this thing
was. Why was it yellow?
Well, probably because...
probably the diet?
Boa constrictors can be a tidge yellow, you know, so...
Yeah,
the color.
Remember that. That was a boa constrictor.
Yes.
That Husker Nick.
That big snake.
Which is crazy.
Right.
That you guys
clarification
have
of point.
And also to really clarify this whole deal, Matt McKay was also on stage handling it at the same time.
Well, when it's that big, it, you know, it takes two hands to handle it.
All hands on deck.
Exactly.
That's right.
Well,
they were making Steve jealous.
Deck wasn't the name of the snake, though. You know, I can't remember the name of the snake.
Got it. Hey, so, we went on the 4th of July to the zoo with my family.
And I saw that.
Yes, and we ran into, so we're walking around and there's, you know, it was awesome because it wasn't like super packed because you guys have so many people who come out and visit the zoo and they love the zoo. And I got to say, new family tradition. We're going to start going to the zoo on the 4th of July.
That's a great idea, honestly.
Great time.
It really is a good day. So many people are running off to the lake and doing other things that, you know, especially the afternoon 4th of July at the zoo, it is a great family time to come on out. You're absolutely right.
You know, I have a question then. Over 4th of July, how do the animals handle the sounds? I mean, do any of them like, just go nuts?
Well, you know, if there are animals that we're concerned about, we do secure them into their bedroom, so it's nice and quiet inside. Okay. Keep in mind, though, that the zoo is relatively far away from a lot of the neighborhoods. Capitol Parkway is far away. There's not
There's no really
houses
next
door to us. And, you know, animals do acclimate to a lot of noise. I mean, there's a lot of traffic going by, sirens go by and things like
that. Get used to
that
it.
Makes sense.
They get used to it very much.
That makes sense.
I had a follow-up question for you, too.
Yeah.
So the zoo, obviously, my brother's been gone for 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So the zoo is obviously drastically different than when he was here 5 years ago.
Very much.
And he asked me a question. He said, how are they going to handle security at the zoo with that bike path now going right through the middle of it? Does that worry you guys at all?
No, it really does. You know, we've had that bike path for, you know,
forever.
Yeah. Well, for almost 30 years right there. And so we will the zoo will have a perimeter fence.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the bike path will basically go underneath a part of the
zoo.
That's cool. Well, it's going to be cool for the bicyclists, for the community, you know, folks like that. It's going to be a very nice touch. Well, we have our secured fence and landscaping to make sure that things are under control.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's going to work out really cool.
Yeah.
Entrance is going to be on that side of the street now?
The entrance will actually be on the west side of the Rock Island Trail.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. You know, you've been walking over the trail for the last 28 years to get into the zoo, okay? And so we're just kind of just connecting that to the new zoo.
That's cool. I can't wait to use that then.
It's super neat. I'm so fired up for all the new stuff that you're putting in there.
It's going to be awesome. And Carter's going to go ape next year.
By the way, too, I had never... So I somehow have always missed the bald eagle.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
So this was on July 4th.
I think that was the first time.
Yes. Yeah. That was the first time I had seen a bald eagle in person.
Maybe
pretty awesome.
I must have just like every time I go in, I must go like everywhere but right there because it's right when
you head
in.
Up the hill.
It's a pretty popular spot because then like all the people crowd and you just pass the crowd and you don't think about the fact that they're right there.
Or the kids go and measure the wingspan. Yeah. They go say hi to the brass eagle and then you just keep on going.
Man.
Those are beautiful birds.
Such a cool
4th of July.
Yep. And he was actually walking right in front of us, like right up on the edge.
Oh.
So we were.
You were there later in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was feeding time.
Yeah. Standing right there. And I was like, this is the darn coolest thing.
It's a big bird.
It is a big bird.
And you see the size of those talons on that?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I did.
You're right apart. All right. Well, definitely you get a chance to, as an adult, to leave the kids at home and really see all of the animals. Hang out with the penguins, the bald eagles.
Steve.
I'm sure Steve.
All the wild animals.
Exactly. Get some
go to the zoo. Come get ripped to shreds.
Hey, Bruce at the Zoo is tonight, 6 to 11.
Yes.
And I'll see you at Bruce at the Zoo.
Sounds good.
The Kix 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Fake News Friday with your chance to figure out what headlines are real and which ones are fake and see Kenny Chesney live.
Let's see, what's in the news today?
Fake news.
I can hardly wait.
Kix 96.9 Fake News with 5-time Slammy-nominated morning anchor JP, Husker Nick Sports, and Nashville reporter and overall expert in the field, Lauren Silverman. It's the Kix 96.9 Fake News Friday Morning Report.
And your chance to win your way to Kenny Chesney Live, which, by the way, Corio, we're going to have more tickets next week as well.
Yay!
Leading up to the show. So be listening for your chance to win tickets every morning.
See, you could go.
Next week with Kenny Chesney live at Arrowhead Stadium. Good morning, Brandon. Are you excited to go see Kenny live?
I am.
Awesome. Well, you've got a shot to win your way down there if you can, in fact, correctly identify which headlines are real and which ones are fake. Are you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Got to get at least
Godspeed.
Two out of three right to go to Kenny Chesney. Our first
two out of three?
Two out of three.
All right, perfect. All right.
First one out there for you. Topless woman crashes excavator into apartment building. Is that a real or fake headline?
Fake.
No, that's a real story.
It's real and it wasn't me.
No. Residents of Fox Hollow Apartments in Great Falls, Montana were awoken early Sunday morning when they thought some very loud yard work was going on. Instead, they looked out to see a topless woman has crashed a stolen excavator into a building. Heather Houston stole that piece of equipment before driving it across town. She's being charged with felony criminal mischief and felony criminal endangerment. Luckily, no one was hurt, which also included her taking the front end up to a second floor apartment. She went in and then came back out and drove away.
Just saying hi.
So that's a real headline that happened.
Probably on her way to Arby's or something.
All right. You got to get the munchies.
I'm hungry.
Gotta go. All right. Headline number two in a Fake News Friday. CenturyLink Center to be renamed for the love of God. Please attend an event here, Center. Is that a real or fake headline?
What was it supposed to be renamed as?
The CenturyLink Center is being renamed for the love of God. Please attend an event here, Center. Is that real or fake? That is absolutely right. That is a fake headline. It's actually the CHI Health Center now.
Which I hope you're not from like out of town and then Google it because your side really hurts and then you show up and it's just like a concert.
I've got an appendix that needs to get out.
It really does. It really does sound like an actual like. Oh my gosh!
All right, you got one headline left and one more chance to get Kenny Chesney tickets. Is this real or fake headline for Fake News Friday? Margarita-loving bear takes a dip in a California hot tub. Is that real or fake?
Margarita-loving bear. Fake.
Do you want to change your answer?
Real.
That's right.
Yay!
So on Friday, Mark Huff went to his backyard and was ready to hang out in the hot tub and drink some margaritas.
Just unwind.
He goes back there and there's a bear sitting in the jacuzzi enjoying himself. He was playing, having a grand old time, and actually walked right over to the margarita, knocked it over, and lapped it up. So he literally had himself a margarita and hung out in a hot tub. in California.
I picture him like laid back with his like big bare
sitting
arms.
Back and the arms are laid. Like,
yeah, with lounging back, and he's,
I'll put the video up. He
gives the head nod like, "Come on in."
He is doing that. He's just sitting in the jacuzzi.
Come dip your paws in.
Enjoying himself. In the hot tub, and because you were able to decipher which headlines are real and which ones are fake, you're going to go see Kenny Chesney live.
Yay! Going to awesome. Kenny, Casey in KC.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kicks 96.9 Morning Show.
Our big thing is Husker Day at the K. We'll get that information for you coming up here to wrap up today's podcast. And then come back on Monday. It'll be a Media Monday. We'll have more Kenny Chesney tickets for you to win. And Lauren will be back with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. That's a canned woo as Lauren is on her way to Chicago, which is really cool. She gets to go see a show up there with her best friend Barb as a birthday present, so that's really neat. This weekend, Husker Nick and I will be taking the Royals bus down to Kansas City, Kauffman Stadium, for Husker Night at the K. It is a lot of fun, and if you have not had a chance to be a part of it, you can still be a part of it, too. I think it's getting close to being sold out, though, so you might want to get your tickets ahead of time. I'll get the details on Facebook or Twitter for you at KX969, but it's tomorrow, 6 o'clock, the Royals taking on the Boston Red Sox, and so my absolute Yankee-ness will be rooting for the Royals versus the Red Sox tomorrow. When you get down there, you can have your opportunity to get a Husker Night hat, which is the Kansas City Royals logo with the Husker N on the side, which is pretty cool. These gray hats are pretty neat. And again, it'll be 6 o'clock, first pitch. It's a lot of fun. Bring out the entire family. Represent the Huskers with the Royals. Alex Gordon out left field. It'll be a lot of fun with Husker Night at the K. And I'll get all the details again, Facebook and Twitter, for your chance to join us for the fun coming up tomorrow down in Kansas City. Another 12 in a row new country to start things up and getting you more opportunities to see Kenny Chesney live coming up on Monday with JP Lauren and Husker Nick.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick.
Kicks 96.9.